Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. And welcome to episode 66 of the English with Kirsty podcast. This week we're going to have another Wise Old Owl episode. I don't know if you know the Wise Old Owl. It's you can see his picture on my website. And it's a series of articles that I publish when people ask me questions or when things come up in lessons or when people ask me to clarify something, maybe on the podcast or on the Facebook page or in the Facebook group. So it's information that I think... well, that somebody wants to know from me and that I think may be of interest to other people as well. So if you have a question for the Wise Old Owl, then go to the show notes page and post it, and your question may come up in another episode of the podcast or on the website. So the show notes page for this episode is www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode66. And just a reminder that Kirsty is K-I-R-S-T-Y, so not Kirsty, it's Kirsty, englishwithkirsty.com. Okay, so the Wise Old Owl, what's he been talking about recently? And the most recent thing was the difference between the most and most, because sometimes people get these a bit confused. So there is a difference, and some people use them incorrectly because the most would be better in their native language, but here you need to use most when you're just making a general statement, like most of my customers live in Germany, but not all of them do. Most of my friends like dogs, because if you like dogs you tend to find other people who like dogs as well. Her name is Catherine, but most people call her Katie. So it's a general statement. Then there was another one about, in England, most snakes are harmless, but you should still be careful. So, of all the snakes that there are in England, most of them are harmless, but, you know, you still should be careful. So, the most is when you're making a comparison. So, it's not a general statement like, most cats like to chase mice, but it's your... making a comparison. So the most difficult question on the exam paper was number 7. So of all the questions, this is the most difficult. And the way you can find out if it's the right one is that usually there's an adjective after it. So in our other examples, when we were just using most, like most snakes, snakes is a noun. But here, with the most, we're looking for an adjective to come after it. So the most difficult question on the paper was number 7. So difficult is an adjective and it comes after the most. This was the most popular course this year. So popular, again, is an adjective. So we're saying of all the courses that we had on offer, the most popular one was this one. So again, if you want to talk about a general statement and you've got a noun, then most is right. And it's usually a plural noun that comes after that as well. If you have an adjective because you're making a comparison, then the most. Okay, so hopefully that will help to clear up the difference between most and the most. The next thing I was asked is the difference between didn't need to and needn't have. So didn't need to means something in the past wasn't necessary. You didn't have to do it. You didn't need to do it. Needn't have means something wasn't necessary, but it was done. So, for example, if I had a party, I needn't have bought so much food because we had so much left over. So if I'd known that, I wouldn't have bought so much. I needn't have bought so much because we didn't need it. If you said something like the children didn't need to go to school yesterday, it's like they knew that the school was closed, because that happens in England sometimes. If there's a lot of snow, then the school is closed and the children can't go to school. So the children didn't need to go to school yesterday means they could stay at home. That was fine. It was a snow day. The children needn't have gone to school yesterday means it wasn't necessary to go because the school was closed, but they did go, so they went and it wasn't necessary. Sometimes didn't need to is used in all cases, but needn't have definitely means something was done, but it wasn't necessary to do that thing. So that's just a bit of a difference. Sometimes you'll see didn't need to used in ways other than I've explained here, but needn't have always means that something was done and it wasn't necessary. Okay, the next question I had was about something that I'd written. And it was, the article I wrote was about how to persuade people to trust you. Like if you're running a business, you want customers to believe that you're a trustworthy person and somebody worth doing business with. And the question I got was, shouldn't it be convince them to trust you? And the answer was no, but I wanted to explain why. So persuade is when you want somebody to take an action. So here you're persuading the customers to trust you. Maybe I persuade a friend to come with me to go to a concert. Maybe they don't really want to go, but I can say, come on, it'll be fun. It'll be a good evening. So I persuade them to come with me. Or maybe you have a colleague and you need their help and they say they're really busy, but you persuade them to help you, and then maybe you'll do something for them. Convince is more about what they believe, what they think is right. So if you are a politician, you can convince people that you're the most, that you're the best candidate for the job. You can persuade them to vote for you because you want them to take action, but you're convincing them that you're the best person for the job. So you want them to believe that you're the person that's best able to do it. So if you want action, it's persuade somebody to do something. And if you're convincing them, you're convincing them that something is true. You're convincing them of a fact. So it's more about what they believe rather than what they're going to do. That's the easiest way to remember it. And then the last one I was asked, or the last one I'm going to cover today, is the difference between mustn't, must not, and don't need to. Because sometimes I see people saying mustn't when they really mean don't need to. So mustn't means that you shouldn't do something. You mustn't be late today because we've got a really busy agenda, there's a lot to do. Don't need to means that something's not necessary. So you don't need to pick me up from the station because it's a nice day and I'm happy to walk. You don't need to come to the meeting tomorrow, or you don't need to come to the office tomorrow because the meeting's been cancelled. So don't need to. It's not that you're forbidden from doing something, it's that it's not necessary. You don't have to. It's not, you know, you don't need to do that, but you mustn't do that is like you're not allowed to do that. You shouldn't do that. So you should only use mustn't if something is really not something that you are allowed to do. Yeah, it's a rule that says, you know, you mustn't smoke in here. You don't need to smoke in here would be really bizarre because nobody arguably needs to smoke anywhere, but you don't need to means it's not necessary to. So you don't need to smoke in here doesn't make sense. You mustn't is fine because it's a rule that this is a no smoking area. You don't need to is safe more for things that aren't necessary. Okay, so those are four questions that have been answered by the owl. I'll add links to all of the blog posts about these questions on the show notes page. So come and have a look at those if you want to see the examples. And if you want to submit another question for the owl, then you can do that on the show notes page too. If you want to join the Facebook group, you'll find the link there. And also, if you want to support the show, we do have the Patreon page now. So there are options for $1, $2 and $5 per month. And there's also additional information as a thank you to the people who support on Patreon. And finally, if you think that your friends might enjoy this podcast, then why not tell them about it? Because I don't know all your friends. I won't be able to reach them and get the information to them. So if you know someone who's learning English or who wants to improve their English and you think they might enjoy the podcast, then why not let them know about it and forward it? There's sharing pages on the show notes page too, so you can share that on sites like Facebook or Twitter. So if you help me to spread the word about the English with Kirsty podcast, I'd be really happy. Okay, so those are the four questions. If you've got any more, please send them to me and I'll be back again next week. So have a good week and have fun learning English. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.